I'm so
We
nervous.
Are live.
Welcome back to the Post Credits Podcast. Today we've got a lot of people, including Cameron,
yeah,
Joey,
normal.
Thomas, Danny, Steven, who's always here.
I am.
Who's new? Thomas is new. He's a big movie lover, yeah, so
I am
get excited.
Personally a big Marvel fan, so this is going to be interesting.
He's going to be warming up. He's going to be warming up for his Last Jedi podcast, so he's just got to get the vocal cords flowing, you know, that's how it is. Anyway, so we're going to drop a full review tomorrow on Spider-Man No Way Home, but today we just got out and here's our initial thoughts because there's a lot and there's no structure. So just
warning now. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoiler warning. Here on out, if you do not want to hear spoilers, that defeats the whole purpose, Cam.
Okay. We're going to be spoiling the movie, basically. So, you know, if you're listening, you probably should have already watched the movie.
Okay, wow.
Especially if you're as big a fan of these movies as I am.
If you're a big fan of Daredevil, you should probably watch it.
Let's just jump in. Okay, who wants to start for how they felt about this movie?
All people. Okay, Thomas, you start.
Go ahead.
What do I start with?
I don't know.
Just your initial feelings.
Aren't you going to ask me
a question? No, you just talk. There's no questions today. So,
in general, I thought the green guy was really cool. Like, his hoverboard was neat. I thought it was interesting how they brought in villains from different movies. Like, there's the guy with the robotic arms.
Uh-huh.
And then they, the green guy came.
Yeah, the green guy.
And then they
there.
Just zapped to the wizard's lair. But then they found the green guy later on. I thought that was a nice callback. And then also, it was neat how they made... What?
Everything you said is right. Keep going.
Yeah, it is right, Steven.
Keep going.
So disrespectful. Okay. So basically, and then when Spider-Man came, but then his friend started doing magic, and then there was multiple Spider-Mans. Like, there was a portal, and then another Spider-Man came in. And I thought that was really exciting part of the movie. That was maybe my favorite part.
I
was kind of overcome with emotion. Excuse you. I was overcome with emotion, and I started clapping and screaming.
You were. That's right. But it was sarcastic cheering.
Well, I don't think you understand what sarcasm means. So basically, I was just really excited to see Tobey Maguire and the Stranger Things Spider-Man. There was just some excellent comedic relief at the end when the Spider-Mans were talking with each other. Just top-notch comedy. I was really making me chuckle.
That's my Notre Dame point. Class 26 right there.
And this was easily a B-plus movie.
Okay. Next one. Danny or Joey?
Good movie. I think it is the best Marvel movie.
Wow, hot take coming in.
Yes.
Thomas, look at him. Look at Thomas.
And also, Toby's a bum. Andrew is a better Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been decided.
It seems to me you're not much of a Marvel fan if you think the best movie ever is a B+.
That was a A+, 100%.
Really?
No, it wasn't. Like, honestly, if I were to rate that, I'd give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
Kidding.
Why the half?
Because
what was the half?
I feel like you can't have a 10.
Well, yeah, you can.
Then you get out 10.
Yeah, like if you could have a movie the opposite of The Last Jedi, that would be a 10.
All right, save The Last Jedi for
no,
last.
No, not
Jedi.
Yet. Not yet.
Okay, I enjoyed the movie a lot, but I'm still deciding on whether Endgame and Infinity War are better than it. And I like the scene where Andrew and Toby hump each other.
Mm-hmm. That
was my favorite.
Right.
It made me laugh very hard. Back,
Danny, okay?
Yeah.
Danny, this is actually a serious discussion. I don't appreciate your inappropriate jokes.
Cameron, what are your thoughts? Cam.
I thought it was great because Matt Murdock was in it, so it's a 10 out of 10.
He caught a brick.
Solid 10. Yeah, it's the best, and it's a 10 out of 10. Just because of Matt Murdock.
Big Tong, Big Steve.
Where was Kingpin, though?
I thought that the plot was a little messy, but it doesn't really matter because the movie was amazing, and it's probably my favorite Marvel movie. And I thought Peter's character development was really well done.
I can tell Thomas doesn't agree. He's like snickering. Thomas, that was good character development. I know you read Pride and Prejudice.
Which character was this?
One of Spider One, Spider Prime.
The yeah. One, my
character. You can call him Peter Parker. I'll know who you
are. Oh, yeah, that's facts. Okay.
Peter.
Like Steven said, I don't know if it was messy, but I thought the spell thing, I keep saying it, but I thought it was just a little like, oh, okay.
I disagree. I think it was done very well.
I thought it was kind of the same reason to create a massive conflict.
Doctor Strange, there's no way he messes up that simple spell. He's like the Sorcerer Supreme, the best dude, and then he just
becomes
trash.
He's not the best one anymore.
Mephisto is officially in the MCU.
No, I just said
I agree.
I wouldn't call it messy. It's just like it feels more like Endgame, where it's just like constant action. Whereas like something like Infinity War, they have like three plot lines going on that are really well written and executed really well.
Hold on, I think you just mixed those movies up.
Yeah, I think Endgame was more.
You said Endgame has three. Wait, no, Endgame is constant action, while Infinity War has three plot lines going on.
Yeah,
that should be Endgame has three plot lines going on. Infinity War is constant action. Get your movies right, Steven.
No.
No, you're wrong. You just messed up. How do you feel?
I didn't. You
must be so humiliated on this podcast.
Danny, I said what I said.
Not a real
I don't think Steven's
well, wrong. What you said was not true.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Infinity War was constant action. Infinity War did
have three different things. There was Cap and...
yeah, well, Infinity War is more like constant action, and then Endgame is more like three different plot lines. Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, that is not the point. This is Spider-Man No Way Home. Not
anyway, NBA go on.
Exactly. Thank you, Joey.
I just wanted to point out your mistake.
No, Dan, I'm going to cut you off. Joey, would you like to continue?
All right. Okay, Cam. I think that it was a good movie.
I think it was a great movie. Best movie of all time.
This movie was amazing.
I think it's the first time that movies like lived up to expectations and people aren't just being idiots. Like after Shang-Chi and like Black Widow, everyone's like, this is a top five. I was like, we didn't see the same movie. This was like, I get it. I understand it. I'm happy about Marvel again.
This was one of the first movies that really made me feel emotional.
Thomas, this movie was actually emotional.
Movie.
I cried when freaking Daredevil was in it, bro. Daredevil just was amazing. Best character of all time.
Love Daredevil.
He should be in it again. Why was he in it for 5 seconds? He was just trying to help him be a lawyer, and then they were okay again. Now he doesn't know Peter's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I thought all the FBI interrogation stuff was weird because they just did it and then they didn't even address it at all.
Yeah, same with Daredevil. Now he just doesn't know.
They're just trying to get to the spell. They're like, let's just
like, well, Daredevil's not gonna be in it anymore. The cop, the brick was weird. That made no sense. But
the only reason Daredevil was there was for Spider-Man.
It made so much sense, and it was the best thing I've seen today.
No, I think all the legal stuff was literally just to bring Daredevil in. There was no, because it kind of just went away.
Yeah, but Daredevil now won't come out of the Daredevil show darkness because he never knows that Peter's Spider-Man, so he doesn't have to be his lawyer anymore.
And it's just to confirm him. Also, Toby and Andrew are in it.
Toby's the best Spider-Man,
and Andrew is better than Toby.
Andrew is literally the worst Spider-Man. Yeah,
I'd have to disagree. I thought Toby was much stronger. His performance was better. He doesn't need spider juice in his arm. He just produces it naturally.
Nope.
It's true, he does.
He also produces it.
Steven, they literally talked about how he didn't need spider juice, okay?
I don't like how you're spider.
And then he would just like juice it all on them, and then it was... on his own. He didn't need any extra like mechanical suit.
Let me clip that and put it on TikTok.
No.
Why?
Well, he didn't need mechanical because it was more natural. Because the mechanical juice wasn't needed.
Am I the only one paying attention?
No, I was paying attention. I just think you delivered it in the most sussy baka way.
He just doesn't need mechanical juice when he has natural juice, you know.
Thomas, we already knew this going into this movie because we watched the other ones.
Well, I knew this too. I just thought it would be like a cool thing to bring up.
Mm-hmm. I like how you worded it.
Yeah. Well, for the less serious fans out there.
Yeah.
Thomas is trying to dumb it down for those people because, like, Thomas is Thomas is so highly elevated. He's like, how would I talk to an average casual fan? But
the thing is, I know how to talk like someone that has no idea about the movie.
Yeah, that's true. Like Last Jedi. Whenever you speak about Last Jedi.
You know so much. No, we're not doing this again.
Okay. Oh, also the lizard getting kicked. That was hilarious because I remember seeing it getting blurred out of the trailer. Yeah. I actually saw it get a foot to the face.
As soon as MJ started falling, I just said to Danny during the podcast, Andrew's gonna catch her.
No. Oh yeah, it was coming.
Yeah. What? That was I like that.
That was good. Yeah, and he was like crying. It was like a redemption thing.
Yeah, no, that was cool.
Aunt May's death was the saddest thing I've seen in the past like 4 years.
I don't know. It didn't seem like she was dying. She just.
I know.
No, that's another thing.
Aunt May's death was sadder than Tony Stark's death, you thought?
That really caught me off guard that she died. I thought she was like slightly wounded and then she died.
Yeah,
so did
I.
But then I
thought they were going to kiss.
What?
Yeah, I thought they were going to have like a kiss scene, like him, her and Tom Holland.
Yes. I have thoughts about the death, but I will save it for the deep dive for you.
Yeah, same. But like I don't know if that's controversial or a hot take, but I thought it was sadder than Tony Stark's. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Pick a number 1 through 5.
No.
Pick a number 1 through 5.
It's definitely gonna be one of the villains.
4.
I thought it was also great how the Spider-Man 3, he dove down and saved Zendaya, she was dying.
Yeah,
because it that's how he lost his girl, you know.
It is.
It was like an interesting callback.
She smacked the floor.
Yeah, that's how she died in previous movies.
She did. Thomas, are you reading something right now?
No, I'm not reading anything. There, see, my phone is on the ground.
Oh, that was actually impressive and stuff.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
So I watched the movie and then I remembered it.
What about the old? How did you know he lost his woman like that?
No, he watched the movie.
Because I watched the other movie.
Duh. Did you really?
I watched all the movies.
I watched all of them.
Thomas, you're capping on your mind. I could see you hiding your smile.
Thomas, put the camera down.
I'm smiling because you underestimate my powers.
Oh my god.
You underestimate my.
Underestimate my
power. That was so good.
That was a really good
movie. I was waiting for that movie for like a year, and then like every hour I was counting, and then I watched it, and it was the best movie.
Yeah. You know, I completely forgot about it because of school. So honestly, it was a disappointment. I give it a 1 out of 10. Matt Murdock wasn't in it long enough.
He was just a cameo.
I don't really know what I expected going into it, but. It exceeded all my expectations.
Where was Matt Murdock?
Amazing movie. It's just like,
where are you in your demo?
Scooby-Doo.
Don't say.
They did it.
Did you guys know that Wilson Fisk dies?
good input, Cameron. Thank you. Garen, you just watched Daredevil. I can tell because you're talking about it.
Did you know that a man named Nadim dies?
Okay. Moving on.
Oh no, Agent Poindexter, don't shoot me in the head. Boom. Right in the yard.
Spider-Man.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? Like what specifically?
Just
movie in general.
Maybe like you guys could ask questions.
My name is Bullseye. I pretend
that's for tomorrow. This is just me.
I want to say, for the amount of characters that were in the movie, I honestly thought it couldn't have been handled better.
I'm saying when Vanessa.
They definitely just removed Doctor Strange, though.
But, like, I like how, like, people were, like, guessing, like, oh, who's a sixth villain? Like, there's supposed to be a sixth one because Sinister Six.
I think when Vanessa died, they could have plotted that a little better.
I thought Venom was just super random.
I honestly really like that they didn't put a
system. I would say because I'm more of like a movie critic and I don't build as great personal connections with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this movie was like a little more special for you guys to see the characters from all these other movies I watched be all in one. Like as a critic, I gotta be honest, I don't really see why you guys think that this movie is so amazing.
Well, Thomas, like, I agree with you, but when I think...
I'd say it's comparable to movies I've watched with you guys before, like the Starfish Suicide Squad movie. Like, it's honestly kind of comparable.
I think Frank Castle, aka the Punisher, and Special Agent Nadim have one thing in common. Up.
Please stop. Okay. No, that movie, Suicide Squad was really good. There's nothing even compare, though.
Just, I mean, the movie is just on a whole new level. I enjoyed it about the same amount.
Stop, Thomas. Stop.
I'm being said serious.
I believe you.
My name is Electra.
But they always find a way to write off Doctor Strange. Like, he just was gone for half the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then during the fight scene, he was just taking care of
the thing. Yeah, they
just nerfed him. Because he can't, dude. He just killed them all.
Spider-Man freaking beat him.
And then he lost. That was
I know.
It's just Doctor Strange wasn't trying to kill him or anything. Like, if he was actually trying to kill him, he'd win easily.
I mean, now there was Peter, though, and he's still finessed
him. Yeah, but...
Peter with...
There's no way Doctor
Strange do, like, a bunch of, like, cooler stuff. And also, if I was like Peter in that scene and the world was just like breaking around me, he was like so calm, like I'd be freaking the fuck out.
This is genius.
He's never really like seen something like that before. Like, I get he's seen aliens, but like,
I think Peter like should have
sacrificed his life. The world just kind of like
Titan. Yeah, he was falling through me. I know, he's just Peter.
I think Toby Maguire should have died just like the Punisher did, because I feel like Toby should have been killed.
Can we just kick Cameron out? What?
Yeah, honestly, Cameron, you're really not contributing to the discussion.
Mute him?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Get muted by host.
Cameron, we're going to have a Daredevil podcast, so you could talk about all your Daredevil over there. But half Cameron, the stuff you've Cameron said isn't even correct. Cameron's just like Cameron, talking about things.
Cameron, we can't really see you very well. Can you get closer to the camera? Okay, there you go. No, maybe a little closer. Okay, there, perfect. Okay.
Give us a hot take.
What?
Yeah, everyone go around and share a hot take. I'll get you on the TikTok.
Hot take.
Wait, let me think.
Take turns though, so I can get everyone individually.
My hot take is that Andrew is better than Toby.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, were Andrew and Toby like better and funnier just because they had MCU writing?
Yes.
Like, I couldn't tell when they were just going back and forth about like cracking backs and like stuff. I couldn't tell if that was like just improv because it felt like they were just talking. Like, it, you know how for Amazing Spider-Man,
that was so funny.
It was hilarious. But remember how like they had Andrew and Gwen just like go back and forth and improv?
Yeah, that did not work. That was
just it didn't work. But it had that same like feel, but in a better way.
Yeah.
I think that was intentional. Yeah. Like, it was so natural feeling, you know, because they literally just sat there and talked for like 2 minutes straight, and I was like, that was a bit fun.
My hot take is that Toby is the best Spider-Man because the rest of them are dependent on their magic suits, whereas Toby can just shoot webs with his hands.
He can shoot spider juice out of his wrist.
Yeah.
I like the joke. They said like, oh, does it only come out of your wrist?
Yeah, wait, what were they talking about?
I think that was a double entendre, Danny.
Yeah.
What were they referring to?
Yeah, wait, what was...
I think they meant just like sometimes he could shoot it out of his feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what they meant, Troy?
Yeah, that's what they meant.
Is that what they meant?
That's what they meant. He also shoot it out of his...
They meant it!
No, but I thought double entendre means one of the meanings is sexual.
Okay.
What did they say it's a double entendre?
Also, why was a guy a lizard and he wanted to make other people lizards?
The lizard looked different.
Dude, that was
okay. I like how they I like how they just destroyed. Like, they made fun of the rhino. I thought that was so funny.
It
reminded me of the other movies.
Andrew was like played like knew like he was kind of a joke and kind of it was just.
No, yeah, he was like
his character was perfect.
You know, he's like, yeah, I'm Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I know. No, they like acknowledged that he like was not good, like his movies, and he like kind of owned it, and I kind of like that.
When he's the only one to have failed, you know.
And, no, the part where he's like, yeah, you guys have fought such cool guys. I'm so lame. That was funny.
You're not lame. You're amazing.
Yeah,
come on. You're amazing.
Every time Toby spoke, I just wanted to cry. It was so funny.
Dude, Oh my gosh, I love this. It was such a good
like movie. He didn't like it was still kind of funny, but it didn't remind me at all like of his.
No, it wasn't the same movie. At all.
It wasn't the same. I don't know.
Right, he Thomas.
Also like a grown ass man.
I'd say it wasn't at all. Like I like how Nathan talked about his emotions because like I definitely felt that like tenfold. Like as a critic, I usually have to like kind of contain myself. But I mean, at times during this movie, I really just couldn't.
But I thought you said you weren't attached to any of the characters.
I didn't say that. I said I was less attached. Like, I have to try to keep my personal feelings out of it.
But you
like,
just sometimes you're... I just have to be clapping. No, but you said that we were attached more, but now you're saying that your emotions are tenfold of Nathan's.
Well, yeah, because I feel everything, like, way more.
Uh-huh.
Like, proportionally, Nathan is more attached to the characters. Oh. But as a top critic and someone that's watched all these movies, like, my emotions are obviously going to be higher.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense. Course.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense.
Dope.
I like what they did with all the villains, except for Sandman and Lizard. I thought they were just there to fight at the end.
Yeah.
Sandman was OP.
No, I like Sandman.
He just, like,
I don't know,
becomes a
Lizard
tornado.
Was, like, the only one.
No, yeah, Lizard was lamer than Sandman, but Sandman definitely...
Lizard was weird.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't explore that. Like, they kind of just, like, had that thing where Flint was more trusting of Spider-Man. They can just throw it, like, right away.
No, yeah, that was why. It was just, like,
really random.
Like, yeah, you knew, like, what everybody's motives were for, like, the most part. And like with all those
lizards, you want to turn everyone into
lizards? Except for Lizard. Except for Lizard. Lizard was the only one, but like, come on, like five, like four other villains.
You could tell they just didn't really care about him at all. They didn't show him getting caught. He was just there. And then for the whole scene in the house, he was just in the truck doing nothing.
Yeah, why did they leave him in a truck? What was the reason?
They said it was his choice. Like, he wanted to be in the truck.
But then, like, movie wise,
but then he would just run out like he did.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I think they just wanted to add him, but they couldn't really find much to do with him.
I found it weird that Tom Holland like didn't just give up on them immediately after they just like let loose, because then he has Zendaya ready to like press the button and send them all back.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought like
at that point, yeah, when they're about to kill Aunt May, you'd think you'd be like, all right, time to send them.
When he was fighting like Green Goblin, you would have thought he would have just called MJ and been like, okay, let's kill them.
Yeah.
And then Aunt May wouldn't have died.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Like, I don't know, that made no sense.
Wait, but Thomas, with
another great reason, power, this is a B+ movie at best.
Thomas, what comes with great power?
That quote was weird. It just felt like out of place.
Yeah, it felt very forced. But then once like, it was stated again, and like,
yeah, it made more sense then.
Like, it was cooler. Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, but it made sense though.
But later it did.
Like, I thought it made sense there. I mean,
I liked it better the first time, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Toby was just cringe because he was like Uncle Ben. Yeah, I was like, shut up. I just honestly, I just couldn't focus whenever Toby spoke, so maybe that's why.
With great power comes great responsibility. Was that said in The Amazing Spider-Man?
No, they said it, dude. The way they say it is so funny.
Your father lived by a principle. No, it was like your father lived by a rule, a principle actually. When you have the ability to do things, you should go out there and do those things. It was like so really.
That was the quote.
It was so bad.
It's like so their fun version of it. But no, I thought her saying it made sense because like she's saying that he has the power to help these people, so he shouldn't give up on them.
Yeah,
it's just that is the most basic like inspirational quote you could say to a superhero.
But it's like his thing.
And it just applied there because it was like he was like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have helped them. Like he was like regretting it, but Aunt May was like, no, you did the right thing, because Peter's whole moral compass is he needs to help and stuff.
Yeah.
And okay, wait. What was there was the one thing where it was like talking about Green Goblin said something about Aunt May's moral mission.
She's just talking about like how she's like helps she runs a homeless kitchen or whatever it is.
Yeah. I thought they did Peter like so well here. Like out of all the however many Spider-Man movies there are, like he got the most growth. Because at the beginning, it still had the same like tone, kind of where it was just like a high school flick or whatever. And then by the end, it was so like dark, and he'd he even forced to mature, you know, after he, after they all get their memories wiped and stuff, he's literally alone. And he's like,
no, he's finally on his own.
He's forced to mature. And, but he like, wasn't sad about it. Like he knew to let go of Zendaya and Ned, and he like had his apartment. He was still smiling and he went out there and was Spider-Man. Like that was like so weird to watch. Cause I'm so used to Tom Holland being younger and everyone's always like, oh, he's Iron Boy Jr. But he became like adult Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's no way though that all three of them and Flash would get into MIT.
I know, that's such having cap.
Four kids.
No, they were so like
getting into MIT.
Yeah,
they were so like, yeah, we're definitely getting into MIT. I was like, what?
Yeah, they're acting
like the world.
Yeah. Oh, and also that, no, honestly, Doctor Strange. When they were running with the letters, that just gave me anxiety.
Oh, dude, the college thing. And they only put to three schools. It's like Thomas, like Notre Dame and
Thomas.
UCLA. When Dr. and Strange Purdue. Said, like, oh, you can call the colleges after you got rejected. Like, you can call them and, like, plead again. And I didn't know you could do that either. So.
I don't know if you – I don't
was
know, but
– No, you actually can. I was just talking about this today.
I was on the phone with this low admissions person.
Really?
Tell them about how even though I'm probably not going
to – Thomas, are you going to get rid of your slow application now?
No, I'd really like to just get accepted for fun. I want to see if I get in.
Thomas, you're going to get, if you got into Notre Dame.
I just want to know if I get into SLO.
No, because Jordan and I were talking about this earlier. Like, SLO might not accept us just because they think we're like not going to go there.
I don't think they would do that. And if they do, then I will fight them.
Did you guys apply for financial aid?
Can I withdraw my application?
Yes.
Hey guys, this is irrelevant. Accept guys, me, bro. Guys,
if you guys apply for financial aid, you guys aren't getting it. Sorry.
What do you mean, like the FAFSA?
I'll
if you didn't apply for financial aid, then you're 100% getting in because they want your money.
Yeah, I don't the FAFSA.
What other financial aid? There?
Spider-Man podcast.
Like local scholarships?
Internet.
What?
What?
Anyways, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Podcast time times where we
this is not podcast time times anymore.
You know what? A good podcast.
This is a thing.
Thomas, you had a video where you discussed a discussion about life with Tony. This should be the part two.
No, we're probably going to wrap this up anyway because we want to keep it like 30 minutes.
Cam, do you have any closing thoughts? Because you've been in the dark for a little bit now.
I think Matt Murdock should have got more screen time and less screen time for Andrew.
Yeah.
Less screen time for Happy. Less screen time for what's his face? Lizard.
Yeah.
Less screen time for Electro because he's weird.
Yeah, Electro's
less screen time.
Electro's racist.
For Goblin. Without the suit, more screen time with him on with the
OG suit. I kinda wish he had the Power Rangers thing more. We literally saw it once.
I know.
And more screen time for Matthew Murdock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, but honestly.
Oh yeah, also more screen time for Matthew Murdock.
They made Murdock right because they just teased him and it's just to confirm that he's here. Like
is he gonna be in other movies?
Yeah, like that was the reason they showed him, you know. That's not gonna be like
a continuous show.
Has everyone here seen the fifth episode of Hawkeye yet?
No.
Except for Tom.
No.
No.
Anyways. Okay. Do you want to wrap this up?
Yes.
Okay. So
we got the official one coming out the next day.
Yeah. This is our
podcast. Give me another movie.
Shut up. Set a podcast for No Way Home. Just the initial thoughts. Wanted to keep it short.
First impressions, you could call it.
Yeah. So if you like this video and you made it this far, like it. If you haven't already, comment down below. Subscribe. And then go follow TikTok and Instagram at the postcredits pod. I'm so close to finishing the logo. It's like almost there. And then we'll be on Spotify.
Also, is Matt Murdock going to
get your movies? No, mute him again. There we go.
Are there going to be more movies?
What?
What is Cameron saying?
Okay, finish it. Just go.
Okay. I mean, is that it, right? I did it.
Yeah, that's all.
Is Matt Murdock going to be in future movies?
How does he keep on muting?
My internet cut out when it happened. When you said,
"Okay,
Thomas is getting so mad."
Is he giving me a feature movie's name?
Okay. Is that it? We're done, right?
I need a yes or no.
Yeah. Everyone say bye.
More shows. Or his own show.
Say bye.
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 Bye. Is Matt Murdock coming?
Then he say bye.
Is Matt Murdock in any feature movies?
Why isn't he saying bye?
Bye.
Feature movies. Matt Murdock. Don't act like a froze.